Peacemakers, it's your girl Dawn Stone, also known as the Conflict Chick. Happy Tuesday to you. We are in the middle of October and really in the middle of some very important times. And I want to speak from a conflict standpoint and how we can neutralize negative conflict in our lives by doing this one thing: setting a healthy boundary. Now, the entire month of October and November is going to be centered around boundaries and how boundaries help us not only improve our confidence, it also helps reduce stress. So the boundary we're going to talk about today is the boundary associated with family. How many of you look forward to the holiday? This time of year evokes a lot of different experiences depending on where you are in your life journey. So some people love holiday time because they are able to get the those that they love. They truly have what they feel or deem as good, healthy, wholesome relationships that are at least reciprocal to some point. Now, there are others who really loathe this time of year because it may remind them of the birth or death of a loved one, or the fact that they're going through a holiday without the support of that person or those people. And so there's a lot of loneliness and isolation that's felt here through the month of October and December. And I want to speak on that a little bit because family and family conflict is real. And it's real in a very intentional way. Now, what I mean by the intentionality of family: family, by definition, is anyone or group of people that you spend time with, value them, their relationship with you, their heart, their actions, and you just seem to have a relationship that you feel is very connected, okay? So those intentional family members, even if they're by blood or by, you know, association, those relationships get really hard if something goes left. So I want to talk today about what you can do if you are in a relationship that you need to have a boundary attached to it, but you're afraid of the consequences. So let's take a relationship where love is the center of the relationship. So whether it's a partner or a sibling, a parent, or someone that you're really close to in your friendship circle, what happens when there is a boundary broken? Is there confusion? Is there anger? Is there a sense of loss, or disappointment, or even depression? These feelings are very, very normal when there is a level of connection beyond the superficial. So if you truly, really care about someone, regardless of the extent of your relationship and a boundary is broken, here are three things I'd like to share with you today in order to help you manage that a little more effectively. Number one, acknowledge the feeling. Whatever those feelings or that feeling is, acknowledge it. Call it what it is. And ways to call it out is, for one, verbalize it. Two, write it down. Three, record it somewhere in some artistic way. There are people who will write poems, write songs. There are people who will also take a walk or take a run. So I want you to be able to process that emotion and know that it is a real thing. So often in our westernized culture, there is this push to suppress. And I want you to understand that when you suppress conflict, that can turn into depress, which equals depression. And that's not a state that is something that you want to stay in long term. Now, there are people who are actually depressed chemically and as far as mental health is concerned, and that too is an opportunity for us to really set some healthy boundaries. So whether you are a part of the community or you're a divergent, you still can put in place a boundary. That boundary affords you the opportunity to, one, hold your emotion, isolate it, freeze it, think about it, process it. Two, it also lets the other person know that, hey, something has gone wrong and you need time to reset and reflect. And three, it affords your body the opportunity to respond. Because sometimes in conflict, when it's instant and we respond instantaneously, that could be a disaster. I'll give an example in a workplace. Say you were at first and upset with a coworker, and the coworker said something about a report. And for some reason that report is not done, or maybe they have something to say or question a entry in that report that you enter. Now, if we allow the conflict to immediately erupt, what will happen is the defensive you will show up, the hurt you will show up, the angry you will show up, and then that results in some type of verbal, and hopefully not physical, but verbal and emotional altercation between the two parties. And what do we have from that? Nothing that really works for the relationship. So the best alternative after really acknowledging that you have an emotion, that you're feeling a certain way, is to, number two, take the time to process it. So I just shared with you some ways to process the pain. Write it down, act it out, take a walk, speak directly to the person if you can, without the emotional baggage that comes with it, like yelling and screaming and crying and cursing. If you feel that way, number two is going to be the thing to do next after you've acknowledged your emotions. Walk away, put some space and silence. The great thing about conflict, it will hold its pattern until you come and do something about it. So, now that you acknowledge your emotions and you now know that you put some time and attention to it, to process it, the third step today is to take action. A lot of times it's hard for people to take action because they fear the consequence. Now, the consequence can come in many forms and fashions, but every consequence is not a bad one. Sometimes that person doesn't need to change their life. Sometimes those words need to be said. Sometimes that boundary you put up on yourself is the one thing that will reduce more stress, thus reducing your blood pressure, your anxiety, or double the depression. So I'm basically asking you today, take ownership of you, your boundaries, your heart, and your work. Because your confidence is tied to the ability to hold boundaries. Your confidence is tied to your willingness to address conflict. Your happiness is tied to vaccine. And so it's important for us to understand that conflict is neutral. It is not positive or negative. It only becomes positive or negative based on your response to that stimuli or that particular thing. So I want you to take inventory today. Take inventory in your life and your relationship. And identify one relationship you want to address within the next 5 years. After addressing it, write it down. And I want you to put your question out in plain sight. What is it that you want? What is it that you need? What does closure look like for you? And what steps do you want to take? That's number three. Action. Action helps you get to reaction, which will shift stress, reduce time, reduce money, reduce depression. So you do find a way to write things out to do things with some people, it makes it better. Now, if I don't resources, and you're willing to protect yourself, your mind, your time, your energy. There are people out there that will get rage because you're holding them and yourself to a standard and a boundary. So what I want to ask you to do in that moment is, let and come back later. Because when you come back later, you will know whether or not you truly want to hold this person in your heart and in your mind for a season and duration. Because when people violate your boundaries one time, and if they continue to violate that boundary, this may not be the best relationship for you. And sometimes, guess what? They're family. So how to handle that? Space, time, and energy. Protect it all. Because it's yours. It's yours. So don't be afraid. Step out of that conflict and step into your joy. I hope what I shared today has been helpful as you keep on traveling. But I look forward to connecting with you. So follow me, like, subscribe on social media. Let me know how I can support you in your journey and healthy boundaries. My name is Dawn Stone. I am the conflict chick, and I want you to have an amazing day and pick that one relationship you will address in an amazing way. Have a great day. Bye-bye.